Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Monday's news, and as we've already discussed at length on the program, the biggest story on the international stage is the ongoing conflict between the Israeli military and the militant wing of Hamas. The terrorist organization, which is also the duly elected leaders of the Palestinian parliament, and the group that seized control of Gaza entirely from the Fatah group of the Palestinians earlier this decade. Dana Perino is the White House press secretary, responding to questions just 2 days after Israeli forces moved into the Gaza Strip on the ground with troops and tanks. Perino says that Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and other members of the Bush administration are constantly working with world leaders and members of both sides of this conflict in order to bring about a permanent ceasefire.
We want the fighting to stop, but we don't want it to create a situation where one side is allowed to continue lobbing rockets into innocent people's homes and neighborhoods and businesses while the other one is accused of not holding onto the ceasefire.
Meanwhile, Perino clearly says Hamas is terrorizing Israelis, and it's their actions that have prompted this activity.
One of the biggest problems is that Hamas, which is a terrorist organization, hides amongst innocent civilians. And I do think that all due care should be taken to make sure that innocent civilians are properly protected.
That question was followed up by another, asking Perino whether the Bush administration believed that Israel has been responsible in that way, and whether or not Israel's been disproportionate in the level of its response to the Hamas rocket attacks.
We have an ally in Israel, and we're trying to work with the international community to establish a durable ceasefire so that this vicious cycle can end.
Now, we heard quite a bit from retired Israeli Brigadier General Elihu Ben-Oon earlier in the program. Also speaking out is Palestinian legislator Anan Ashrawi, who says that she believes this is all a very cynical ploy on the part of the Israelis. She believes the government has timed this war to coincide with political events in Israel, as well as other things happening on the world stage.
This is carefully orchestrated and carefully timed for elections, for the American transition period, for the Western holidays, and Israel is literally getting away with murder.
Ashrawi also says that it's simply wrong that terrorist groups like Hamas hide behind the Palestinian people as human shields and that they actually welcome civilian casualties.
I think this is very cruel. This type of spin is absolutely immoral, and I think it's quite racist. But this is habitual. The Israelis have always attempted to dehumanize the Palestinians.
Meanwhile, on the domestic front, President-elect Barack Obama here in Washington, up on Capitol Hill today, meeting with congressional leaders and trying to move forward towards a major stimulus package shortly after he takes office January 20th. The amount of the package will be somewhere between $675 and $775 billion. According to aides close to Obama, 40% of that, though, could be in the form of tax credits in terms of $500 credits for individuals, $1,000 for couples, as well as business tax credits over the next couple of years, and even allowing small businesses to write off double what they do right now for a limited period of time. The money would go towards infrastructure projects, improving green energy technology, and updating and modernizing the healthcare system. Obama says Americans sense a deepening problem with the economy.
We have to act. And we have to act now to address this crisis and break the momentum of the recession, or the next few years could be dramatically worse.
Obama says, though, that while things need to happen swiftly, they also need to be done responsibly.
We need to demand vigorous oversight. We need to have strict accountability in terms of how the recovery and reinvestment plan operates. The American people have a right to know how every dime of their money is spent.
In Minnesota, it appears that we're very close to a winner in that Senate race. Democrat Al Franken certified today by the state of Minnesota as the winner of the race, but it's not quite over yet. Still, Secretary of State Mark Ritchie says this is an important step.
We are certifying the results from November 4th election. We're not doing anything today that declares winners or losers or anything that affects.
Meanwhile, an attorney for Senator Coleman's campaign says a lawsuit will be filed to dispute the results of the recount. They accuse the state of not allowing enough absentee ballots to be counted and also double counting votes in certain cases near Minneapolis. Much more on that later in the program. Meanwhile, New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson speaking out today about his decision to forego becoming the nation's next Commerce Secretary. On Sunday, he notified President-elect Obama he was withdrawing his name due to an ongoing investigation into a state contracting scandal. It involves a financial firm that won a major piece of business from New Mexico and had contributed money to Richardson's political campaigns. Meanwhile, Obama expected to name soon former Clinton White House Chief of Staff Leon Panetta as the next CIA director, as well as retired Navy Admiral Dennis Blair as the next director of National Intelligence. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 82 points on Monday to 8952. The S&P 500 off 4 to 927. The Nasdaq also off 4 to 1628. Oil closed at $48.81 a barrel, up $2.47 higher than Friday's finish. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, we'll get reaction to the president-elect's nominations to lead the intelligence community. We'll also get insight into the victory, apparently, of Al Franken in Minnesota. And when we come back, Georgia Congressman Tom Price on the Obama economic stimulus plan. Stay tuned.